Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome back to the Prescription for Purpose podcast. You are now tuned in to our first accountability session. I wanted to create a space for you to have some guided insight, for you to have the ability to grab a hold of your week. And I want us to do this every Sunday night. It is a place and a space where I'm believing God to allow you to pause, allow you to gain some strategy, allow you to gain some insight. And so by the end of this, if you are really participating, you should have your week planned and you should have some insight on how you're feeling so you can best execute. In addition to what we have going on in our accountability sessions, there'll be a link in the show notes for you to share insights, wisdom, feedback. Y'all, I really want to hear from y'all. These accountability sessions are a place for us to be able to tap in with one another. If someone shares something, if there is a consistent theme, we can address that here or even on a major episode if we need to. But I believe that a lot of y'all are overwhelmed because you're not creating the margin to do this. And my prayer is that if I am guiding you and we're doing this together, we can hold each other accountable. I want to hear about your wins. I want to hear about your wisdom. I want to hear about how God is moving through showing you how to do the pacing. It's one thing for me to talk about pace. It's another thing for me to help you practically do it. So if you're listening to this episode, unless you're in a car, grab your planner and grab a couple sheets of paper or your journal because you're going to need those things. We're going to start with the paper first, and then we move into the planner, and I'll explain why. Here's how these are going to work. I'm going to open up the show, the call, with an insight, some wisdom that God has given me. God be giving me a lot of tea. He be giving me a lot of gathering, okay? And I want these to feel like almost unorganized thoughts. It's not always going to be 3 points in a poem. It may be something that God said to me, and I want us to be able to meditate on it, think about it, let it hit you. Okay? This is not Dr. Sharla in her teaching bag per se, but it's you getting a little bit of insight and wisdom on how the Lord speaks to me and see if it resonates with you. By the end of these sessions, however, you are going to be able to get gathered with a little takeaway, something. I'm going to feed y'all something, child. We're going to decrease your cognitive load. We're going to plan for the upcoming week. And then I'm going to leave y'all with a scripture to meditate on. And it's going to be your scripture for the week. If done correctly, wholeheartedly, this will be something that really formulates how you handle life, I'm hoping that this is where we can put pen to paper to put some of the strategies and the things that I talk about, like pacing and understanding your values and things like that, into play. The format will be similar every week. However, the takeaways are going to change depending on what God says to me that week. Your feedback, I'm going to share. But I really want you to participate. Changing your life, friend, is going to require that you put your hands to something. We are in a space where we consume a lot and we don't spend a lot of time gaining momentum by doing things. I want these sessions to be how we're gaining momentum, how you even feel different. And so we're going to start this week. I pray that y'all are ready. Make sure you click the link in the show notes so you can share. We'll call it like the coach's corner box for right now. That's all I got. It'll probably change by next week when I really am able to create the space for it. But even as I'm recording this, it's one of those things where it sounds like a good idea, but I'm going to put action to play here and we're going to do it. Okay? So here is something that I wanted to share with y'all that really touched me this week, and it's really kind of a life update. Y'all know that we had lots of tragedies, if you listen to the show, in the last couple of months. On Juneteenth, I lost my dog, Kayla. She was like my rainbow baby, fur baby. It was a lot. She was almost 16 years old. A couple of days later, my Nana passed away. She was 99. She said, I will not be here for a third world war. I ain't got time for that. And so she passed away. My brother-in-law was in a really bad accident, passed away. I needed new life. It has been a couple of months, and not having a second dog was so terrible. It's really hard for me to explain it. However, God knew what I needed. I started watching dog videos, just doing some research on, let me make sure that I'm getting the right breed of dog. I just thinking about it, I was like, you know, I got boards coming up. Maybe when I'm done, I can really take this serious. We get a new puppy, just something to bring new life into this house. It has been loss after loss, struggle after struggle. Y'all see how I'm practicing some agency here? And some responsibility. Okay. So I'm doing research, talking to Dre, my husband, and I'm like, yeah, I think that this might be something that's on my heart. We're watching the videos together, talking about different breeds, learning a lot about dog ownership. Having Kayla from the time she was a puppy up until her death, it makes me look at dog ownership very differently. Quite honestly, it's like having a baby, minus the tax deductions. Okay. I need to understand the kind of dog, their temperament. There's just a lot when you're doing it the right way to really raise a dog and have it for life. So in the midst of this, I am looking at the Humane Society website. And when I log on there, y'all, there is a dog. We're going to call her Atlanta, and I'll explain why later. We'll call this other dog Atlanta. Atlanta looked just like Kayla. I told my husband, I said, I'm about to go to the Humane Society. I need to just lay eyes on this dog. I don't know if I'll take her home or not, but I want to look at her because she looks so much like Kayla that it's making my heart flutter. I need to go see her just to give myself some kind of closure. So I go two Mondays ago to the Humane Society. I visit Atlanta. She was very cute. She did look like Kayla. She also was crazy. That girl was running. You could tell that she was a stray and she wasn't really into humans. And it was cool to see, great to spend time with another girl dog. And it made my heart glad. And then I said, okay, well, while I'm here, let me just walk around and see all of the other dogs. As I'm walking, I stop at the last kennel, and there is the most sweetest dog who is now a member of our family. Her name is Georgia. The reason that I call the other dog Atlanta is because her name at the kennel, the first dog, her name was Georgia. The dog that I adopted, her name was Chelsea. I like the name Georgia, but Atlanta was wilding out. She could not come home with me. And I was leaving the next day for my brother-in-law's funeral. And when I met with my girl, Georgia, who I have now, she was so sweet. I fell in love immediately. When they took us out to do the meet and greet, I spent the entire time FaceTiming my family with this dog. I said, y'all, I think I'm in love. I did not recognize that I could even fall in love like this. After Kayla, I just knew I would never love another dog again. It hurt my feelings a lot of it, that God asked me to do that very courageous thing. Remember, we talked about that. And it was hard, but I was like, oh my goodness, I think I'm in love. They don't keep dogs at the shelter, right? Because the whole goal is if you're going to take her, you're going to take her. If not, then you can't. Well, I was going out of town, so I didn't want to take the dog that day. And I said, you know what? If it's meant to be, when I get back from my brother-in-law's funeral, I want to take Andre and Roman. We're going to go up there. I need Roman to meet her because they have to get along, right? I was so happy when I got home last Thursday to look on that website and my girl was still there. I said, oh, baby, we're going to be there in the morning. Now, I skipped this part of the story and I feel the Holy Spirit convicted me. When I pulled up to the Humane Society, I invited God to be a part of this whole experience. I said, God, I'm just coming here to visit this dog because it looked like beans. However, I don't feel like this is by happenstance that you had me look at this website and see this picture here. And so I'm okay. I'm okay if I don't get a dog right now. I'm okay if I do get a dog right now. More than anything, God, I just want you to be a part of this experience. Lead me to where I need to be. I have no hard expectations. I'm just believing that we are here together. I go in, I see Atlanta. I say, oh no, she's not it. And I trust my discernment from the first meeting. I trust it. I did not go off the emotion of, oh my gosh, but she looks so much like Beans. That did not matter to me. Something, she was cute. She was sweet. I checked recently. She did end up getting adopted, so I'm happy. However, I knew that she was not the fit. God told me, hey, just go look around. I go, I look around. I meet Chelsea, aka Georgia, my baby. And I'm in love. I go, I come back, and we take Roman. Roman and Andre meet her. We're in love. Roman and her got along so well. Like, it is phenomenal. It's almost like they belong together. There was just no question. We said, okay, then we're taking her. We do all the paperwork. Every moment that she spends around Andre, Andre is falling in love. He's like, hey, she is so sweet. Yes, she is. As we're sitting there, going through all the adoption paperwork, they have to call your vet, do all the things. We get to the end and the lady's like, oh yeah, the people who brought her in, because I guess they found her, they could not keep her, but they brought her in. They left something for you guys, for the family who adopted her. Y'all, why was it a $200 gift card to the Humane Society store? We were able to leave there with Georgia and all of the stuff that we needed for her care. She comes with all of her shots. They microchip her. She got spayed while she was there. And on top of all of that, these very kind people left us $200. So we got her bowls, crate, her harness, her leash, everything, and had enough to get like her and Roman toys in abundance. The lesson that I'm taking from this one, now it's been about a week that she's been home. Girl, y'all can't tell me nothing. I've asked her 3 times, girl, are you Kayla? You know how Elijah was basically John the Baptist? That's what I think may have happened here. Because her personality, her demeanor, the way that she just fits into our household, I am beyond blessed. And I feel like the Lord was showing me, like, yes, I will ask you to do things that are difficult, and joy comes in the morning. That is the lesson that I want you to hear now. It may not be a dog for you, but you may be in a season where God is calling you to give up something that you absolutely love, calling you to make a hard decision, calling you to give up something that you love that you know is suffering or may not be good for you, right? Kayla was old and sick and suffering. And so it was challenging. However, I'm learning that when God says he'll give you beauty for ashes, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Georgia is a tangible experience of joy coming in the morning. I allowed the Lord to be a part of this process. I was just about to go home because I saw little Atlanta and said, you do look like beans. That's crazy. And recognize that it wasn't really the look of the dog, but it was the personality. Georgia reminds me of Kayla so much. Before I even hit record on this, my husband accidentally called her beans because she just fits just like that. Trust God, friend. Go through the process and allow the Lord to help you grieve. Go through the process and allow the Lord to show you what it is that he's going to show you about being courageous and taking the next courageous step. This is a follow-up to that episode of saying, like, hey, I'm starting to see some fruit. And baby, she's the sweetest thing. I cannot wait to live life with her. She's just the sweetest dang dog. I wish y'all could just see and get the experience. Lil GA. Her name is Georgia, aka Peaches, aka Miss Peach, aka Peaches, 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 aka City Girl. That's her name. And I love that for us. So I want you to be encouraged that joy does come in the morning. I still miss Kayla. Actually, yesterday, as we were talking about this, there was a card that came in the mail. And I opened it because it's my birthday month, and I thought somebody sent me a birthday card. No, Chewy sent us a card to give their condolences for Kayla passing away. And I just cried. I cried. And it's like, that loss is still a significant loss to me. I'm so grateful that I had Kayla. And also, I'm experiencing the joy that comes in the morning with Miss Georgia. And I am just grateful for God to give us that opportunity. And I pray that me sharing this with you is helpful. It gets better, friend. It took a little bit of agency. I had to heal. I had to really process why that loss felt so deep. And I'm glad that God sat with me in it. And also, joy comes in the morning. Amen. Amen. Now that you got that tea, sis, I want to know, how are you? How is life? How are things? Take a minute just to reflect on your week. Has there been anything that God has brought to your attention or that he's done for you that you may not have had the time or the space to really allow the magnificence of it to sink in? To you, it may sound like I just adopted a dog, but for me, the loss, the love, and then the fact that there was this added bonus that was completely unexpected that was there, amazing. The guy who actually did our meet and greet the first day when it was just me, he came into the adoption room because I was like, I'm going to be back for her. And he probably hears that 700 times a day. And he walked in, he said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you came back and you got to take her and she was still here. And it just only could have been God to allow for that all to work out that way. And I want you to take the time to identify, where has God's grace been this week for you? And then where are you believing for him? Because if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. Where are you believing for him to do it for you? Okay. Okay, friend. Make sure that you drop that in our little Dropbox because I want to hear what y'all got to say. Now, let's get ready to start planning. The first thing we're going to do, friend, is a brain dump. It is so hard for you to plan strategically for your upcoming week if you do not dump your brain first. This is not busy work. This is evidence-based, science-based strategy so you can plan more clearly, more effectively, more efficiently. When you keep all of the tasks, worries, ideas in your brain, you are using your working memory. That's the part of your brain that's responsible for processing information in real time. The more clutter that you have there, the harder it is for you to think strategically, the harder it is for you to solve problems, the harder it is for you to make good decisions. So writing things down is going to reduce your cognitive load. It's going to free up mental resources so you can plan and you can creatively problem solve. Studies have shown that when you offload your thoughts by writing them, it also decreases the emotional intensity because it creates distance between you and the stressor, and it helps you respond instead of react. So this brain dump is going to engage your prefrontal cortex. That prefrontal cortex is a part of your brain at the very front that helps with organization, impulse control, and goal-directed behavior. So I say all that to say, when your brain is not overloaded, you function better, you feel better, and you're able to build a plan that's going to actually work. And we can break this cycle of you over-planning, shaming yourself because you're not getting the over-plan done. And then it starts this perpetual cycle. We're going to take 5 minutes to do this. The 5-minute limit is to keep you focused so it can be fast. Write down everything that comes to your mind, all of it. Everything. If you finish before the 5 minutes, take the time to sit and talk to the Lord in prayer, to really just look at the list. God, is there anything I'm forgetting? Bring anything to my remembrance, Lord, that needs to be addressed. You're just writing down everything. It can be feelings, things you need to do. So don't focus only on things you need to do. Dump your brain. Situations that are bothering you, whatever it is, I want you to write it for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to play some music. It is about 5 minutes, 17 seconds, but I really want you to take the time to use this as your timer and to actually brain dump. So on your first piece of paper, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I want you to brain dump. Friend, something that stresses me out in my quiet time is when I'm trying to highlight something in the book of Joshua, but somehow the ink ends up in the book of Revelation, and the Lord has supplied a solution, Mr. Pen. Mr. Pen is an amazing company that was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana, and girl, you can tell, these Bible study supplies are phenomenal. I have the Bible journaling kit. I also got the Bible study sticky notes and the tabs, and girl, they are everything I need and more. And you need it too, friend. The Bible study kit has highlighters that do not bleed through my Bible. I only want Christ to bleed for me. I don't need the highlighters to do the same. And Mr. Pen has figured out the solution. It has pens, highlighters. It has stickers for prophecies, themes. Like, it is literally everything. And because teachers are teachers, it has a bag to put all of my supplies in. I am in love. The Bible study sticky tabs have dates for me to hold myself accountable to memorizing my verses. So I'm not just sitting there staring at them, but I'm able to continue to really progress in learning the word and keeping it in my heart. And I am in love. They even have custom products for churches, schools, conferences. They sell school supplies. They have Bibles. Everything that you need is over at Mr. Pen. So whether you're upgrading your own quiet time or you want to gift for a friend, Mr. Pen is the move. I need you to shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPen.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. That is MrPen.com and use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thank you.
Okay, friend, we are back. How do you feel? How do you feel, girl? Look at the list. Don't let it overwhelm you because now we have work to do. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to hop right into planning. The first part of this is I want you to start with your baseline. So I want you to look at your planner. I want you to open it. And things that are fixed commitments, they need to go ahead and go into your planner now. Your work hours, dropping off the kids at school, any standing appointments. So like right now, I'm in physical therapy. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I know what I'm doing at 8:45. Kids' activities, these things are non-negotiable. These are your baseline load. I want you to think of them like big rocks that are in a jar. They take up space before you can add anything else. A lot of times we're trying to cram and we're not taking up accountability for our baseline. We're not taking account for our baseline. If you know that every night at 7, I'm getting these kids to bed and it take about 2 hours, put that in your schedule. That's not going to change. I want you to go ahead and write those things out now. You can hit the pause button and go ahead and write them out. When we look at research in terms of capacity, it shows that when people plan without accounting for fixed commitments, they consistently underestimate the time and energy that you'll need for other tasks. This is why you have performance anxiety. This is why you are always overcommitted. This is why you are always stressed and why you never feel like you have enough time in the day. So go ahead and pause. Fill out your baseline commitments. Okay. Once your baseline commitments are filled out, I want you to really just think about the rest of the capacity that you have. How much time and energy do you have for everything else? If you work full time, you have family responsibilities, you're taking care of yourself, you're planning your time with God, you may only have room for one more major task or project outside of that baseline. You may only have room for one. This is why prioritization and things of the such are important. This is not about limiting you, but this is about building in a way that is sustainable and having proper pacing. You are going to build a week where you can be strategic and not burnt out, and you can do everything that God is calling you to and nothing more than that. It does not have to cost you your peace, your health, or your family. So take a look and then think about all the things that you're trying to demand of yourself. Because my Bible and your Bible says that God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. And oftentimes what we know to be true is that we are the ones causing a lot of the drama when it comes to our schedule. Okay? I just want you to be realistic about the rest of your capacity. Take a look, take a deep breath. And say, okay, either I see why I'm stressing myself out, or I see where I need to tighten up. But if you look at your planner right now, now that you have everything laid out that you have to do that are fixed things, I guarantee you, you have a better understanding as to why you feel like there are never enough hours in the day. Okay. So now on a new sheet of paper, set your planner to the side. We are going to do some prioritizing. I want you to either draw 4 columns on the piece of paper or do 1 vertical line and 1 horizontal to where you have 4 different squares. And I want you to label them like this. The first one is going to say do first. The second box or column is going to say plan. The third one is going to say delegate/automate. The last one will say delete. And we are going to use what we call the Eisenhower matrix to prioritize and sort through our obligations, everything on our brain dump list. Okay? Here's the things you have to consider. Things that go under the do first or prioritize or do this week column. These are in addition to your non-negotiables. These are things that have hard deadlines, and there are real consequences, actual tangible consequences, whether relational, spiritual, practical, if you don't get them done. Good example, paying a bill that's due this week, project that has a deadline, doctor's appointment that you've already waited months for. That has to get done. Has to get done. If you have things on your brain dump list that meet those qualifications, there are real consequences. It is urgent and important. Then I need you to put it in the do first box or the prioritize box. And before you drop something in that box, girl, you have to ask, is it urgent and important? Or is it urgent because somebody else wants it done right now? Is it urgent because I'm putting additional pressures on myself that don't belong? If you overfill this box, it is going to increase your cognitive load and your stress. Research shows that we execute better when there's no more than 3 to 5 items in this box per week outside of your baseline. There should be no more than 3 to 5 items in this box. If we get to the end and there's 6, something got to go. All right? Okay. The next is the plan. These are things that are important but not urgent. Important but not urgent. These are the things that matter for your long-term health, long-term in your business, long-term. They're easy to get pushed aside if life gets busy, so they have to be intentionally scheduled. They're not urgent, but they are very important, and they are attached to long-term goals, long-term living, meal prepping for next week, deep cleaning your office, date night with your husband, time off, personal retreat. These are things that are investments into your time, into your longevity, into your sustainability, and they have to get scheduled. These are the things that we typically cut first. No. So I want you to look at your calendar, and I want you to give these items a time slot. So anything that goes into this, we'll give it a time slot. You don't have to do it right this second. Right now, I want you to put the things in the prioritization box that go in that box. The things that need to be planned, put it there. When people schedule these important but not urgent tasks, I want you to know that the follow through increases by 70% versus, oh, I know that I meal plan on Fridays. No, put it on your calendar. Okay? Then is our delegate automate box. These things are urgent, but not necessarily important. There's a time element, but they don't directly require you to be involved. Like somebody else can do it. Either you can get somebody else to do it, or you can set up a system to handle it. Ordering groceries online instead of you going out, getting in your car and spending the time. That's a thing. Asking for someone to pick up your kids one day, automating your bill payments, using an email template instead of writing everything from scratch. These are things that can be delegated and or automated. We have too much technology for you to not be leveraging and building systems that's going to help you live sustainably. So I want you to ask yourself, am I holding on to this certain task? Because I feel like a lot of us, we're not going to want to put stuff in this box. The thing that you're refusing to put in this box, are you holding on to it because you got control issues? Guilt? Perfectionism? Oh, I don't feel like I can count on anybody. You're not going to know who you can count on unless you give the opportunity to do that. So we're going to have to practice that. We are, friend. Delegating or automating at least 2 to 3 routine tasks per week, it frees up 3 to 5 hours of mental bandwidth, and it's going to decrease your decision fatigue. Okay. Then look at your delete column or box. These are things that are not urgent or important. They don't meaningfully contribute to your spiritual growth, your relationship, your health, or your goals. And a lot of times they are distractions or part of your avoidance tendencies. doom scrolling, over researching something because you haven't decided, but you also don't need to decide right this second. Saying yes to something out of guilt. Is there anything that's on your brain dump that's like, I don't really know how this attaches to my goals or my growth or my sustainability? I probably need to nix it. Yeah. That goes into the delete. And you want to delete with integrity. So maybe it's like, hey, this position is really stressing me out. It's not really where I'm trying to go. I need to start making some resignations. Eliminating low value tasks, it decreases the amount of perceived stress and increases your goal progress by up to 25%, according to research studies. So I want you to pause. I want you to take your to-do list and on that second piece of paper, put your items in the appropriate boxes. Okay? So either do first or plan or prioritize rather. Do first, prioritize. That's going to get done this week. No more than 3 to 5. Plan, delegate, automate, or delete. Go ahead and pause, friend. And we're going to come back and we're going to land the plane. Now that we have gone through this, I need you to ask yourself, how do you feel? Looking at everything. And we're going to do what I call the CPR, pass through. Connection, posture, rhythm. Ask yourself while you're looking at this, what do I actually need from God this week? Based on what you see is the priority, what's planned, what needs to get delegated, automated, and what needs to get deleted. What do you need from God? Now I can be practical in my prayers. Do you need wisdom, courage, clarity, provision? Provision of what? Is it necessarily money? He's not going to give you more time. So if that's the thing, then we need to either ask, where do I share this load or what needs to get cut, what needs to get pruned? But now, as you go throughout the week, you should be having these conversations with the Lord. What do I need from other people? Do you need hands-on help? Do you need accountability? Do you need resources? And I want you to take one task, one tangible task, and I need you to add asking for help to your planner. Your homework this week is to ask somebody to do one thing for you tangibly. I've been doing it. It's been blessing my life. Next, looking at your matrix, your outline, your sorting, let's talk about posture. Are you carrying this in a way that's aligned with God's lead or just your capacity? The way that you're planning, are you approaching a task in a way that's going to drain you unnecessarily? If yes, then you need to adjust. Do we need to shorten the time? Do I need to lower the production level? Do I need to change the format? For me, getting this episode out to y'all, I had all kind of production meetings with myself in terms of what this was going to look like. And I said, you know what? We're just going to do it, or else, Charlotte, it's not going to get out today. It's Sunday, friend. We got to do it. Let's do minimal viable product to where it doesn't lose the integrity, doesn't lose or compromise, which is the second part. Can I make this simpler without compromising the purpose? Ask yourself that when you're looking at these tasks. And then decide how you're going to adjust your scope. And then finally, rhythm. Can I do this without breaking a sustainable pace? Does this fit naturally into my week, or am I trying to cram it? If you are cramming things, maybe we need to break stuff into smaller steps and then put that into the plan section. Maybe we need to swap it for something that's less urgent. Maybe we need to delete it. Maybe we need to move some of these things to a different week. Sustainable pacing. Now that you have done the CPR check, guess what we're going to do, friend? you're going to commit to putting this stuff in your planner. So now you should have your paper filled out. We have gone through everything. And you are going to add your prioritizations to this week. Should be no more than 3 to 5. And I want you to do it because I want you to see the white space. You should still have white space in your calendar. You should still have margin in your calendar. Once you complete putting everything in your planner, friend, that's it for this week. I pray that this has helped you. I want you to go throughout the week counting it all joy. And I want us to meditate on Revelation 3:19. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Do not look at this time. Do not look at this space that we have together in a way that frustrates you, but allow God, because he loves you and we love him, which means to choose his choices. We want him to repace us, to change our thinking. So be zealous and repent. Repent means changing your mind. I need you to look at your time like how you look at your money. And some of us aren't good stewards of our money either. Time is more valuable, is not replaceable. And so my prayer is that as we do these calls, we are zealous, excited about God slashing and cutting things. This is not about him removing things for removing things' sake. Anything he takes from you, it was never really yours to begin with. Because God knows our capacity. Think of the parable of the 3 talents. He gave in according to everybody's ability and capacity. So friend, I pray that this blessed you. Utilize the link. I'll drop it in the show notes. And I'll see you Wednesday for our episode. And we'll be back for another accountability call next week. Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.